And you can see this earth have grown so. Think about it now. Just think about it. With all the catastrophes, all of the diseases, all of the destruction, all of the violence, all of the you name, all the stuff that you can name that's going on, the world is still producing. Whoo! Y'all ready for this? And if men, born again men and women, born again Holy Ghost filled men and women, will get this word on the inside of their spirit. If they would get it on the inside of their spirit, let's say it like this, we would get it on the inside of our spirits and allow that word to have the freedom to do and not mix with unbelief and doubt. Just purely, totally, completely believe God. Jesus said, there are no impossibility to you. Are y'all in the house today? Thank you, Jesus. So Jesus said it like this, but what happened, people keep allowing the unbelief, the familiarity, the what somebody else said, or how somebody else feel, or what they think, have more influence and more control over them than the word. How do they do it? Because they spend time with that stuff more than they do with the word. But Jesus said, I want to show you the disciples, if you have faith in God, you see that fig tree. I told that fig tree, I didn't wrestle with it, I didn't moan over it, I didn't fall down and bawl and squall and plead and beg. I said to the fig tree, you will never bring any more fruit forth. No man will eat from you from this day forever. That's what he said. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to show you what the Lord told me. Thank you, Jesus. You won't know why Satan, human being, thrive on the division. I gotta have my way. If you don't do it like I say do it, I don't think you, I balk on you. I rebel. I'm going to do what I want to do. But see, if you're going to have the power of God in operation in your life and as a group, as an individual, you're going to have to go with the flow. It's his way, or you do without. Now, if you do it his way, as a church, then nobody can mess with you.
All right, Bishop.
But we listen. My daddy had a saying, and I'm gonna use it. I'm not gonna throw this away. I'm gonna keep it till I leave here or to Jesus. Daddy said, my daddy has said, when you start listening to Tom, Dick, and Harry. You're not gonna do much. But you got to have one master, one Lord, one God, and him only that you listen to.
Yes.
So let's good. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for helping me, Lord, today to help this people. So he listened to what he said. I want you to go back to Mark 11:23, because see, Jesus, for a long time, I could rattle that verse off. Y'all hear me? Oh, I could rattle it off. And see, just rattling verses off don't really mean you got the verse, got what it's saying. This word gotta come off those pages. It gotta become the living Jesus that you know. Did y'all hear what I said? It's just not a word that you are saying. That word got to become the living Jesus that said it. So he's teaching them a lesson. He said, for verily, truly, surely.
Yes.
Verily, truly, surely. Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Without a doubt.
Yes, Lord.
I say unto you.
Uh-huh.
But people hadn't heard that. Uh-huh. You know what they've been hearing? What they say about it.
Yes.
At the job site. What they say when they discuss it in business meeting, or what somebody think about what happened, some negative thing, like sticks, how do they say that? Sticks and stone may break my bone, but words. And that's what's killing you. You walking around saying all that crazy stuff, and that's what's killing you. That's why you're still broke. That's why you're still depressed. And I'm not condemning anybody. I'm telling you, God wants to do something with his people. It's time to take ownership. So he said, for surely, verily, absolutely, I say unto you, once you join this family, that means like we're the family of the believers, we're the family of the redeemed, and we're believers. Once you join this family, this is what he was talking about, whosoever. Whoever come over here on this side and operate in faith.
Yes.
Whoever come over here and operate in faith, that's what he's talking about. Whosoever.
Yes.
Shall say unto this mountain, like I said to that fig tree.
Mm-hmm.
You just saw it with your own eye.
Yes,
I said to that fig tree, nobody eating the fruit from you forever. Now and forever.
Yes.
So if you will say to your mountain, be thou removed.
Yes.
And be cast, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not. That's what we're missing right there. Mm-hmm. Shall not. And shall not doubt in his heart. Shall not doubt where? Didn't say a thing in the world about your head. It's the heart. Shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he says.